Welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. In this program, we'll deal with a variety of topics arranged under three headings. The first centers on the word
accord, spelt A-C-C-O-R-D.
We often hear the two expressions
on his own accord
and
of his own accord.
Now, which of these two is acceptable? Our second topic deals with the word adequate. Should we say and write
adequate for one's needs or adequate to one's needs?
Finally, we shall consider the words
academic
and
academician.
When do we use which? Let's take accord first. The word accord can be used to mean
a peace treaty, an agreement.
Thus, we talk of
an accord between Ghana and Togo.
Or
Ghana signed an accord with Burkina Faso.
Accord in these contexts mean a signed agreement whose aim is to bring about peace. An accord was signed between the two states. But accord is also used in contexts which do not involve war. For example,
the two neighbors live in perfect accord with each other.
That is, they live in peace and harmony.
And now, back to the expressions
of one's own accord
and
on one's own accord.
The acceptable expression is of one's own accord. For example,
Mrs. Amwa donated 2 million Ghana cedis of her own accord.
She donated 2 million Ghana cedis of her own accord. That is, she was not forced to make the offer. She did it voluntarily. The correct expression then is
of one's own accord
and not
on one's own accord.
We now turn to the expression adequate. Which one should we say?
Adequate for one's needs
or
adequate to one's needs?
The answer is the latter, adequate to one's needs. But first, some comments on the word adequate. The word adequate simply means
satisfactory in terms of quality and quantity.
Thus, we talk about
adequate performance, adequate remuneration,
adequate salary.
In each of these expressions, we refer to satisfactoriness in terms of quality or quantity. His salary is adequate to his needs means
it is satisfactory in quantity as far as his needs are concerned.
Adequate to one's needs. And not
adequate for one's needs.
Now we turn to the words academic and academician. First, the word academic can be used as an adjective in connection with schools, colleges, and universities. Thus, we talk of
an academic year.
An academic year is the total time in the year available for teaching.
But we also talk of academic freedom, don't we?
Yes, and it refers to
liberty to teach, do research, and discuss educational matters without political interference.
But the word academic has a second meaning, and that is
scholarly, not practical, not technical.
For example,
they teach only academic subjects now, but they intend to introduce a couple of vocational and technical subjects later.
That is?
They now teach purely scholarly subjects. There are no technical subjects and no vocational subjects. These will be introduced later.
Our final adjectival use of academic. This has got nothing to do with learning. It means
of theoretical interest only.
Of theoretical interests only. For example,
he spoke of matters of academic concern only.
He spoke of matters of academic concern only. That is, the matters he spoke about were not practical. The word academic can be used as a noun to refer to a person who teaches at a university and does scholarly work. For example,
his father is an academic.
And this means his father teaches and does research at the university. Academic as a noun should be distinguished from academician. An academician is not necessarily an academic.
Who is an academician then?
An academician is a member of an academy. There's a difference between an academy and a university.
But what is an academy?
An academy is a society of distinguished scholars or artists, a society for the advancement of science, literature, and the arts. Its members are academicians. Now, a short summary. We've talked about the word accord. It can mean
an agreement, a peace treaty.
As in,
let's hope the recent accord signed between Togo and Benin will bring lasting peace in the region.
And we've pointed out that of the two expressions,
of one's own accord
and
on one's own accord,
the form
of one's own accord is the more idiomatic expression. He did it of his own accord.
Then we've also examined
adequate to one's needs
and
adequate for one's needs.
Of the two,
adequate to one's needs is more idiomatic.
Finally, we've looked at the pair of words
academic and academician.
An academic is a person who teaches and does research in a university,
while the word academician is used to refer to a member of an academy.
But the word academic is used as an adjective to mean not practical. That's all we have time for, listeners. Have a good day and goodbye.